is just trying to mind God on what to have us preach. Amen.
Amen.
Lord kind of led me to John chapter 4. I've got the Bible tonight. Amen. John chapter number 4. You'll find in this a very familiar passage of Scripture. I'm going to start reading in verse number 1. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not his disciples. He left Judea and departed again in the Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria.
Yes, sir.
Everybody listen now. Then come up to peace of a city of Samaria, which is called near to it. Near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary from his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew hast to drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Now listen, I will focus on this. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
Amen.
The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence thou then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst again.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water.
Amen.
Springing up into everlasting life.
Yes.
The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to drink it. Jesus saith unto her, go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast five husbands, and he whom that thou now saith thou truth. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. I like this. I like what Jesus said to her. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour comes when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father.
Yeah.
Ye worship, ye know not what.
Right, yes.
We know what we worship. Mm-hmm. For salvation is of the Jews.
Yeah.
You know why he said that? The Jews despised him. Mm-hmm. They rejected him. They gave us Gentiles a chance.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And I can read on. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Mm-hmm. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things.
Yeah.
Jesus saith unto her, I that speak.
Yes.
Unto thee am he.
Amen.
And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with a woman, yet no man said, What seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city. And saith to the man, Come, see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. You may see. Amen. I'm preaching on this thought tonight that the woman's well.
Yeah, using that. Yes.
Amen. Tonight, we see here the woman had two sin problems. First and foremost, she was lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
She didn't know Jesus as her Savior.
Right.
And second of all, I'll deal with this when we get to it. She was caught in the door.
Right. Yeah.
She had two sin problems. Mm-hmm. Right here it says, up here in verse number. Number 10. Mm-hmm. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest ask of him, and he would have given thee living water. Thank you, brother. I tell you this, tonight we kind of, when the Lord puts this on our hearts, amen, to preach, God said, just preach it, amen.
Yeah, preach.
You know, thank God he said that. Jesus told her, if thou knewest. See, that's why she has a sin problem. She didn't know that she had a sin problem.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus reveals that to you, then you know.
Yeah.
He revealed that to her by saying this, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to me, give me a drink.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
I would ask of him, and he should have given me weeping water.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Now tonight, I don't know what you're going through.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
I'm glad of that.
Yes,
so don't get distracted. Amen.
Right.
You know, preacher, I was thinking about this today. I'm glad that you talked, that the Lord waited me on your heart to come preach, because see, I've never been up in this area and preached before. See, I'm glad when God lets you step out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Amen.
And tells you to go somewhere where you've never been before.
Amen.
Because then you won't get caught up with a distraction.
That's right.
Amen.
Your mind won't be clouded.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Bless.
You know, Jesus said to that woman, if thou knowest the gift of God, I'll ask you this question. Do you know the gift of God?
Right.
Come on. Well, that's good.
Yes.
Do you know
yes.
the gift of God?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know him?
Amen.
In the great form of sin.
Amen.
Yes, God has moved. And I'm not changing the place of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless
the Lord our God. My God helped us tonight.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Yes.
What will ever be up here, my God?
Amen.
Help me, Lord.
Bless
help
him.
Help me, when me and Brother Eric was texting back and forth, he said, come right to preach,
amen.
And he said this. It stuck with me all throughout the day, preacher.
Amen.
Are you coming to teach Sunday school or are you coming to preach? I'm coming to preach.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you.
Preach, brother.
Preach.
I tell you tonight, I may not be much further in the scripture, but I don't depend on what God wants.
Yeah.
Amen.
Help yourself.
Amen. But he said, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who are these that ask, give me your drink.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me hear it then again.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Praise God.
Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me the drink.
Yeah.
Thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given me living water.
Yes, sir.
You know, Jesus did spirit's blood. He shed it.
Thank you.
I remember this preacher. When you was preaching that message about he took your place, you said that very same thing. And I'm glad that Jesus didn't spill his blood.
Amen.
Because if you spill something, it's all right today.
Amen.
But if you shed it, glory to
God. Yes, sir.
Thank
he didn't shed just one drop.
Amen.
He shed all of it.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, she said this, She said, saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Then hast thou that living water.
Amen.
Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? I want you to pay attention. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drink of this water shall thirst. It means drinking of this old flesh. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give, shall never thirst again. You know, praise God.
Amen.
Drink the water.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Yeah,
thank Jesus said, "You never thirst again." Amen.
Amen, brother.
I thank God that he said, that you would never thirst again.
Amen.
This water that I shall give him. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I'm glad he supplies that with him.
Yes.
Not some dried up fountain in the middle of the desert.
Amen.
That's the living water. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
And And I was with another lost church.
Amen.
Amen.
See, I go to church every time the doors were open, just about. But when God began to deal with me, I began to question what I had, if it's real or not.
Amen.
But then finally, Jesus come to me.
Yes.
Actually,
thank you, Lord.
Actually, this is how it happened. Don't tell me that God can't use the devil to do his work.
Amen.
Don't tell me that, because I know he can.
Yeah.
I was laying in bed one night. A devil, I know it was a devil. He come in there and said this: "Are you ready to go home?" Oh my God. That tore me up. But my goodness. That tore me up to I'm about broke. Then that next night, I thank God. Then he come my way and told me I was lost.
Amen. Yeah.
I got things right.
Amen.
Bless you.
You know, that's been over a year now.
Amen.
About, let's see, I guess it's been about, he called me preach in September of last year. And so, a year and a month after God saved me, he called me to preach.
Amen.
Boy, what a blessing it's been.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on right here. Third thing, and I'm done. She wanted everyone to see the man that she spiritually heard. Notice what I see. Spiritually heard. Notice that. She opened her heart. Not only her ears, but her heart to receive him. Lord. If you're like it tonight, and you need to open your heart, not only your ears to hear him, then you might as well do it. Because you never promised another opportunity. You know what that woman done? She left her water pot.
Right where she
met the Lord. She went into the city and told the man that she laid with.
Come on now.
And he can come in
That's right.
The Bible says over in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, then I will come in and sup with him and he with me."
Amen.
Amen.
That's talking about the door of a lost person's heart.
That's right.
Praise God.
Go
ahead, open that door one night.
Amen.
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 And what do you mean?
Yes.
Amen. I tell you, I've still failed you over the year and almost year and a half being saved. But praise God, that don't stop me from serving him.
Amen.
Oh, glory. Tonight I'll tell you, the best thing that you can do is open the door of your heart.
Amen.
Yes.
If you're sitting in here lost tonight, let the Lord in.
Yes.
Let him in. Because you'll never have another opportunity that's not promised. You might not. He don't have to come to you but one time.
That's right.
All them other times he chooses to. And after you reject him the last time, he'll turn you over to a reprobate mind.
Very true.
Never to be bothered anymore.
Preach it.
Praise God. I'm glad I didn't get to that place.
Amen.
Thank you.
You don't have to get to that point.
That's right.
But if you choose to, you might not have another opportunity.
That's right, brother. Thank you.
Preaching more to the lost folks than I am saved folks. I really believe that.
Doing well, brother. Good preaching.
But thank God, here's something you've got to realize. Come to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And in no wise shall it cast you out. If you come to him like that.
Amen.
Perfect love cast about all fear.
Amen.
Amen. I preached on that a while back.
Amen.
You know, this really helps me, brother. And I think about doctrine. He didn't hang there for 5 hours. Because he already had grace. He didn't hang there for 7 hours. Because it's already complete.
That's right.
He hung there for 6. The number of men.
That's right.
Oh, because he wanted us to be together with him. In heaven.
Amen.
When he said these words, it is finished.
Yes.
That made the way possible.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, if you only believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
You've got to confess him too, amen.
Yes.
Come on.
Amen.
Preach. Preach. Amen. The Bible says,
amen.
Over in John 3:16.
Yes, sir.
For God so loved the world.
Amen.
And he did.
Thank you.
His only begotten Son.
Amen.
That whosoever.
Bless.
Notice what it said there. Whosoever.
Yes.
Believe upon him.
Amen.
Should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Ain't you glad that if you're saved for whosoever?
Amen.
Those are lost. They're whosoever. That's what he's speaking about. Whosoever will.
That's right.
Oh, Lord. See the word? Last chapter. chapter of the book of Revelation, verse 17. Whosoever will. Let him.
Amen.
Man, let me flip back where to read it.
Yes.
Amen. I ain't going to pass it. Amen.
Amen. Take your time.
Amen. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. Now watch this. And let him that is athirst come.
Amen.
And whosoever.
Yes.
Let him take of the water of life freely.
Amen.
He didn't put no limits on that.
Right.
He said, whosoever will, let him come. Amen.
Amen.
And whosoever will, shall that. You know, it's not complicated like we make it to be. It's not a 10-step process.
That's right, bro.
These are only things you've got to do. Admit, believe, and confess.
Amen. That's right.
So if you're sitting in here lost tonight and don't know God,
amen,
I beg you tonight, come up here to this altar.
Amen.
Get things right with Him.
Amen.
While you still can.
Amen.
Preacher, I'm done.
Amen.
All right, bless. Bless.
Page, and if y'all come, give us a song of invitation. This altar is open. You've heard a wonderful message.
Amen.
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 Amen. God.
Amen. What a joy.
Amen.
What a joy to sit under your preaching tonight. You have blessed my heart and my spirit in prayer.
Amen.
You have blessed our
praise.
Amen. I don't know who you are, but this young man has poured his heart out to you. And he's told you the truth. The Lord has burdened his heart to come and preach to you tonight. The Lord has arranged this service for you.
Amen.
The Lord brought you here and him here. And the message that you needed to hear was presented and preached.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh.
Well, if you're thirsty, you can get you a good drink tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
If you're here tonight thirsty, you stumbled into 2020 thirsty.
Yeah.
Chris told you where you get some water tonight.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just want to get you some good water tonight.
Amen.
Get your thirst quenched. So, I want to play something just off tonight. This altar is open. You just find God. Maybe you're here and you're saved. You have a loved one that's lost and you want to come pray for them.